What were the name of the two rabbis who went to go visit another rabbi, and in what city was it? So how do we remember it? No?
The city was where
the Tom Brokaw. Tom Brokaw. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Brokaw. Good, good.
Pirik?
Yeah, who else? What else do we have here?
Hamas.
What? Hamas, yeah. Rabbi Yochanan ben Brokaw and Rabbi Elazar ben Chasma. Good. And they went to go visit who? So that we didn't do mnemonic for. That's why you're having a problem.
Rabbi
Yeshua. And which city? Which city were they in?
P with a P.
Why? What do you remember? Why with P? Which place from P?
Pirik?
No, no. Think of the mnemonic.
Las Vegas?
No, that's not a that's a different shear. in Peking. Remember Peking Tom? You went to Peking Tom, the restaurant in L.A., Peking Tom. Okay, you went to Peking. And over there by Rabbi Elazar, they told over these rabbis when they were finally pushed to tell over what they heard. They told over three drushas from Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The three drushas from Elazar ben Azariah was one was about Hakel. That you bring, why you bring the children, even to bring schar for those who bring children. Number two, the second idea of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was that the idea that Hashem makes us echativa achas special in the world, and we make Hashem special in the world. That bilateral relationship. And then the third teaching was a beautiful one, an extensive one, that divrei chachamim kedarvenos, that the words of chachamim are like goads. Whenever you have a phrase that's an agricultural phrase, you gotta Google it so you see what these items are. We don't work with these items, so we can't picture it. If you have nothing to picture, it's very hard to memorize. So you look up a goat. A goat seems like one of those big things that holding on, like almost like a wheelbarrow, and that guides the animal this way to stay in the lines. That's what it looks like from the pictures. Okay, so let's now continue in the Gemara, and then we'll go back as many Gemaras as we can. These are great Agadatas here. But we were up to Kolam Aisa Baruchu Dichtiv Eidar Elkim is called Varma Eilev, right? That God says, like all the things, even though there's multiple teachings, they all come from one God. Vayedaber Elkim is Kol Hadvarma. You know what? It's better if we start from the Darbanus Limud. Let's start at the top of the page. Second line. Pasach Vafu Pasach Vedarish. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was on fire. He kept going. Gimel Bay's second line. He was on fire. He kept going. Divrei chachamim, the words of chachamim are like kedarbonos, they are like goads. Ukamasmoros, like nails, netuin, very well fixed. Balei asufas, the heads of the assemblies, and nosdu meroa achad, and they're given from one shepherd. This Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah understood in this pasuk that it's going to be a ascending pasuk. What that means is, you have a limud, then you're going to say, aye, but what about this? The next part of the pasuk takes care of that. You have a question on that? Next part of the pasuk takes care of that. So lama nimshalu divrei Torah ledarvan. Why is Torah compared to a darvan, a goad? Lomer lecha ma darvan zeh mechaven epar letalmeh. Just like a goad focuses the para on its furrow, its row, lahotzi chaim leolam, to bring out vegetation, life into the world. So too divrei Torah mechaven et lomdeim, it guides its learners medarche misa ledarche chayim, from the path of death to the path of life. Ima darvan ze metaltel, so too divrei Torah is metaltel. Talmud lomar masmaros, nails.
What's metaltel again?
You might think, wait a second, a goad is like sort of temporary. It's movable and it's, you know, it's flimsy. And so maybe divrei Torah is the same way. Therefore, the next part of the pasuk solves that. No, masmaros. It's like a nail. It's nail in there. Wait, imam is samer, but a nail is chaser velo yoser, causes things to be lacking and does not add. A nail causes a hole in the wall and doesn't replenish it. So to divrei Torah cause to lack and do not add. No, the next part of the pasuk says Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, tamid lomar netuim, firmly planted. Ma netia zu paravarava, just like this planting causes increasing, so to divrei Torah causes increasing. And then it said, Balei Asufas, the masters of the assemblies. Those are referring to the Talmid HaChachamim, who sit Asufas in clusters, Va'oskim B'Torah. And they learn Torah. One group says Tame, one group says Tar. One group says Aser, one group says Mutter. One group says Pater, one group says Kosher. Shema Yomar Adam, Heichani Lema Torah. How can I learn Torah? Maybe a person will say, how can I learn Torah like this? Right? Heichani Lema Torah Me'ata. Now the Torah is like this. So many different opinions the rabbis have on it. Who can learn Torah like this? Talmud Lomar, therefore, we learn, Kulam Nosnu Meroa Achad. Even though the Balei Asufas learn so many different things from one pasuk that even contradict each other, do not think that Torah is unlearnable and because we don't have it clear. It's all given from one shepherd. He designed it this way. He designed it this way. Kula nostim roa echad. Right? El echad nosin. So we say, kula nostim roa echad. El echad nasnan parnas echad amar pi adon kolamaisim baruchu vaydaber elkim is called varma ela. So afata alse aznacha, you also make your ears like an aparchasis. Aparchasis is a mill hopper. What's a mill hopper? A mill hopper is a large funnel where grain is channeled into the graining area. It's this huge funnel that you're able to channel the grain in that direction. Right? So, afata ose, so you two, hold on, lost my place here. You make your ears like an afarkasis, like a funnel. This way, you're able to kenelecha lev, and also you need at the same time to acquire yourself a heart that can understand, lishmoa es divrei tmeim, that's able to bifurcate and learn the words of the tmeim and the tahorin, et divrei osrim, ve et divrei matirin, ve divrei psulin, ve divrei machshirin. Right? And the words that are machshir at the same time. This is such a beautiful Gemara. The Gemara is saying that the Torah meant for you to gain the ability that you could hear a multiplicity of opinions and it all be one truth. Right? We were the first pluralists. The Jews were the first pluralists right here. We were able to hear multiple positions, multiple vantage points, and we're able to funnel and sort of compartmentalize them in a way that it doesn't contradict or doesn't undermine the Torah.
So we have a question between Beis Hillel and Beit Shammai, okay?
Yeah.
And when Beis Hillel,
we have a machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, we don't throw away one opinion. Both of them, elu ve'elu divrei elokim chayim. One opinion may be the way we paskin, but both of them are valid in terms of the truth. In fact, why does the Gemara waste all the time on the one we're going to quote-unquote throw away? Because so often we learn things from the rejected svaras. We learn things from the other person. There was a truth in their vantage point. Listen, I'm not going to get lost down the rabbit hole of elu ve'elu, what we have to say about this, but my favorite piece on this is Rav Huttner. Rav Huttner says that that there is a version of the universe where each opinion was right. Just only one of them emerged in the world that we're in. Sort of like Rav Huttner presaging the Schrodinger's cat or the multiverse theories, that there's multiple versions of this world. But Rav Huttner said that there were, in God's world realm, every possibility was true. We have a problem where for us only one works. We can't live where two things are right. Either the cat's alive or the cat's dead. But from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's vantage point, they're all the option. One of them God caused to emerge in the world, and that becomes our truth. But it doesn't mean the other one is false in any way. So I just want to read a little bit back for the purpose of clarity, so we're flow. So Bali Asupas, the master of assemblies. Elu Talmidei Chacham Sheyoshvim Asupas Asupas Ve'oskim B'Torah. These are the masters, those are those who sit in various groups and busy themselves with Torah. Halu Mitzmeim V'Halu Mitarim. There are those who would say things are Tami, they'll say Torah. Halu Asar, they'll say Asar, some say Mutar. Halu Posa, Halu Machshir. Now Shema Yomar Adam Heichan Ilamei Torah Me'ata. How can I ever learn Torah like this? Talmud Lomar, that's what we say. Kulam Nitnu Meruacha. They're all given from one shepherd. It's not new, it's Nitnu. Nitnu, they're all given from one shepherd. So El Echad Nastam, one God gave them. That's how you read that. Not L2, but Kale. One God gave them. Parnas Echad Amran, one leader proclaimed them, right? Meaning Moshe is the one who got it. Mipi Adon Kolamaisim Baruchu, from the mouth of the master of all, right? Parnas Echad Amran, one leader proclaimed them. From Ipnei Adam Kolamaisim Baruchu, from the mouth of the master of all matters. It says, Vayedaber Elokim es kol hadvar me'ele. As it says, all of these words, every single word was from Hashem in the Torah. Nobody added to it, nobody can add to it. No one could come later and add to the Torah in any way. Afata ose aznecha ke afar keses. You'll make your ear like a mill hopper, and you acquire for yourself a heart that's lev maven, that knows how to discern. You need to be able to. I've been learning with you in the mornings, the Mishmeres Chaim a little bit, Rav Scheinberg, you know, he has his chakiras and stuff. So Rav Scheinberg writes in his introduction to the Sefer that the purpose of the Sefer is to be able to take two similar items and distinguish between them. That's this idea. That's being able to kenelecha lev maven, lishmoa es divrei matmeim es divrei matarim, to hear the words of the matmeim and the tahorim. Af divrei asorim divrei matarim, divrei posim divrei machshirim. So Belashon Hazeh Amar Lehem, Rabbi Yeshua then turned to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka and Rabbi Elazar ben Chisma in this language. Belashon Hazeh Amar Lehem, he said to them, Ein Dor Yosum, There is not an impoverished generation that has Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Shari Betocho. This generation is not impoverished if it has Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah inside of it. What a great Baal Darshan. V'leim relay behedya. Let them say the Chiddush of Rabbi Yeshua explicitly. To Rabbi Yeshua explicitly. Why did they hold back? Remember when the two rabbis came to Rabbi Yeshua and Piki'in? They didn't want to say anything. They're like, no, we came to hear you. Why were they holding back such gems? Why? So the answer is, they're going to tell a story now where it didn't exactly work out. Where someone came to tell the Rebbe what they heard, and the whole thing was a mess. Here it is. Mishum Maisa Shahaya. There was an incident that occurred. A time under the Braisa. Maisa Barebi Yossi Ben Dormaskis. There was an incident involving Rabbi Yossi Ben Dormaskis. Right? I always picture like a Syrian, you know, Damascus. I picture that Syrian type situation here. And he halach lekabel p'nei Rebbe b'Lod. And he went to go visit him in Lod. You picture by the airport in Israel. So Amar lo, Rabbi Elazar said to him, Ma chiddush haya be'Beis Medrash hayom? What was the chiddush you heard in the Beis Medrash today? Now this time around, Rabbi Yossi is excited to tell him. No bad stories happened yet. Oh, I can't wait to tell my Rebbe the chiddush. Amar lo, he tell them, Nimdu v'gamru. They voted and they decided. That's a classic Talmudic phrase, Nimdu v'gamru. The rabbis voted and they decided. Many times they would sit in the attic of Beit Nitza, and they would sit up there and they would vote on the halacha and they would decide. Nimdu v'gamru. Amon and Moav, Meister and Meister, Ani Kishvius. So the rabbis, the Bnei Yisrael, who live in the lands of Amon and Moav, right outside of Israel, right, by the Jordan, they have to give Meister, Ani, and Shvius during Shemitah as well. Let me explain this. During the time of the first conquering of Israel by Yeshua, so Moshe helped conquer the lands outside, and we took over those areas, and those areas had a kedusha. They had a sanctity to it, which means it has all the typical laws of Meiser and Shemitah and everything in Ammon and Moab. The next time around, when Ezra came back to Bavel, he realized, I'm going to have to keep some lands not with Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Why? It's making life, Shemitah and all these halachas make life a little difficult for people, as we know. So I don't want to extend it any further than it needs to be. So I'm not going to give Kedusha to those lands outside. I'll let the poor people live their lives there. So let the poor people move there. They're not going to have the responsibilities of letting the land lie fallow in Shemitah. And even more so, the wealthy people there are going to have to give Maaser Ani. They're going to have to give the poor tithe that year. Even though there's no Shemitah, they're still going to have to give Maaser Ani. I want to make that area an area that could be affordable housing, affordable living, and not give it the regular sanctity of Eretz Yisrael. So Yossi ben Dormaskis was so happy to tell over what was the big chiddush then. Amar lo, Rabbi Elazar, is Rebbe and Lud. Rabbi Elazar and Lud turns back to him and says, Yossi, pshut yadecha, stick out your hands. Kabel einecha. Now, I want you to catch your eyes. Meaning, I want your eyes to fall out of your skull for telling me that. Pashat yavav, Rabbi Yossi listened. He stuck out his hands, v'kibel einav, and he caught his eyes in his hand. What does that mean? Some say he wished upon him blindness, and he became blind.
Did he say it was bad?
Okay, you're going to see what he said is bad. So, number one, some say he made him blind. Number two, some say it was just the way they used to speak back then. That was the way they told each other off. May your eyes fall out of your thing, and the guy was humble. But whatever version happened here, what was wrong was, this was not a new gzera that they voted on. This was already from the Anshe Knesset Agadola. That's what you learned today? And these rabbis that you learned it from think that they came up with this great chah. This was already the Anshe Knesset Agadola. You went and spent the whole day to learn nothing new is what you learned. So, Bacha Rabbi Eliezer, that Rebbe who was angry, cried and said, you know what? Sod Hashem l'reya v'brisa l'hodeyam. Maybe that's the beauty of Hashem's halacha, that we forgot that it was the Anshe Knesset Agadola, and Hashem made sure that those who fear him, he reveals the secrets. That Hashem revealed an old halacha to the contemporary rabbis. Maybe it's a positive. You know what? That, wow, they forgot it, yet they still came to the same conclusion. That's not bad. You know, they say about, one of the critiques is, the naysayers, the Rav Soloveitchik naysayers. Is Rav Soloveitchik every Chiddush? Oh, that's a Rav Baruch Ber. Oh, that's Rav Chaim Moser said it. Oh, Rav Shimon Shkop already said it. Every Chiddush of the Rav. And the response that I heard Rav Shechter say was beautiful. He goes, Yeah, but if you knew Rav Soloveitchik, you saw he never learned. He never sat with the Svarim of Rav Baruch Ber. He didn't sit with the Svarim of Rav Shimon Shkop. He sat with the Rambam in the Gemara. So the beauty is that Rav Soloveitchik came up with the same chiddush of Shimon Shkop, Rav Baruch Ber, Rav Chaim Olt, that he was mechaven to him, Sod Hashem Le'Re'ov, that he was mechaven to all these great truths through his insights and through his kedushim.
What he was really saying.
I think this Rebbe Eliezer was so angry, not really at him. He was mad at that group that was giving shir over there, thinking they came up with this. Because they didn't come up with this. This is crazy. Okay, so
it's like when we say
our own self. Right, God reveals the secrets to His people. So, Bacha, Rabbi Lezer, Hashem Lirafin. So, Hashem Lirafin. Amar Lo. Rabbi Lezer then said to Rabbi Yossi, Lecho Mar Lehem Al Techush Lebechem. Go back and tell your friends. Don't worry that they voted on something that was old news. Don't worry. Kach Mikublani Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. I have already a Mesorah from Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shishama Merabo, who heard it from his Rebbeim, from Rabba Merabo, that it's a halacha l'Moshe Messinai, clear as day. Amun and Moav, Meiser Ani Beshvias. Forget your votes, guys. It's cute you guys voted. It's an old halacha. Go tell him. Now, the Gemara wants to then frame this. Matam, what's the reason the lands of Amun and Moav are potter from Shemitah during the seventh year? Because Harbek Krochim Kavshu Ole Mitzrayim. Many cities were conquered and sanctified by those coming from Egypt during the first conquest. Velo Kivshum Ole Bavel. But they did not do the same thing when they came back from Bavel. Mipnei Kedusha Rishona Kitchel Ashaisa. The first Kedusha was temporary. It's world famous. Velo Kitchel Asilavo. And not permanently Kaddish. Vehenichum. And they left. And those coming from Bavel left some of the areas. Vehenichum Kedesha Yismuchu Aleim Aniyam Beshvias. And so those people coming from Bava left them over so the poor people should be able to rely on them for Shvias. One more little Gemara that's connected. Tana, the Tana taught, La'achash Yash V'daito, after those of the mind became calm, Amr, he said the following, Yehi Ratzon Shiachsru Eine Yossi L'Koman. Let it be the will that Yossi's eyes returned to their state, V'chozru, and indeed they returned, and he was able to see again. He got his eyesight back. Good end of the story. We certainly have to review this four times. We have 2 minutes. I'm not stopping. We have more time. We need to review this. Two more minutes. Here we go. Go back and I'll say this quickly. This Gemara. So let's go from Talmud Lomar to it. Manatia part. No, we did it already. Josh Rios. Yeah. Bali Asupas. These are the Talmud Chachamim who sit Asupas in groups. And they're Oskim B'Torah. Halu Tveim, Halu Mitarin. Halu say Aser, Halu say Mutter. Halu say Pasel, Halu say I'll say Machsher. Shema Yomar de Bechani Lomitor. Then you say, how can I learn Torah like this? Talmud Lomar, Kulu Nostam. They're all given from one shepherd. End of quote. Kel echad nostan. One God gave them. Parnas echad amran. One supporter said them. Moshe mipnei adon from the mouth of the adon kol amaisim baruchu. Dichtiv it says veidaber lekimes kol advar meile. Afata ate oznacha karpik says you got to make your ears like these. What do they call like a millhopper? Millhopper v'knei lecha and acquire for yourself a discerning heart. Lishmoa es divrei atmeim to hear the tmeim the torin, the osrin and the matar, the pasul and the machsher. Beloshen hazeh amr lehem. And they said it in this lashon, "Ein dor yosem." This is not an impoverished generation. The rabbis of Azariah shuri betocho. Now, v'leim really bahate. Why didn't these two rabbis just come out and say these chedushim right away? Why did he have to draw it out of them? Mishum ma'isa shahaya, because there was a story where it backfired. Itanya ma'isa b'yosef in Damascus, who went to visit the pnei rabbis of Belud. Amrle said, "Mach chedushim beis mezer." What was the chedushim beis mezer? Amrle ninu v'gomer. They voted. Amun and Moav, big vote they had these rabbis. Amun and Moav, Meister and Meister, Ani Beshrius. Amr lo Yossi, Pashut Yadecha, stick out your hands. V'kibalech, receive your eyes. Pashut Yadav, V'kibalechav. Bachar Belazan said, Soda Shem Lirab, Abrisal Odiyam. Amr lo, Lech Amar Lahem, Al Techoshu Leminachem. Right, do not, he said to them, Al Techoshu Leminachem, don't worry about your count. I already have Mesor from Yochanan and Zakkai, I heard from his Rebbe, and his Rebbe from his Rebbe, Hilch Lamosher Messinai. Amun and Moav, they Meister, Meister, Ani Beshrius. What's the reason? Because Harbek Krochim Kush Oli Mitzrayim. Many areas the Oli Mitzrayim conquered, but they're not conquered by Ole Bavel. Why? Because Kedusha Rishona Kitchel Shaisa, below Kitchel Zilavo. Veinicham, and they left it so that they should rely on it, the poor people with Shvias. Tana La'achash Vedata, after he calmed down, he said, Yehirat son, Shiachsru Eine Yosilim Kom, the eyes should go back to its place. V'chazru, and they returned.